Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Benin is here. Elise is the founder of Marketing Mentor, marketing-mentor.com is her website. She is one of the top people we turn to when we want to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's written a number of important books on the topic, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, also The Art of Self-Promotion, also, Stop Pushing Me Around. That's for introverts like me. And she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So years ago, I was encouraging small business owners to incorporate video in their online offerings. And when I first started doing this, it wasn't easy to do. You had to get somebody to video you. And then you had to almost break your website apart, stick a video in it, and put it back, nail it back together around the video. Remember those days? I'm talking, 15, 16 years ago. And now it's fall off a log easy. You do a video, you do a 30-second video with your phone, and within 8 seconds, it's online. I mean, it's crazy how far we've come, isn't it?
You are always ahead of the time, Jim, that's for sure.
But people were yelling at me. They were saying, I can't do this. Anyway, you got some stories to tell us.
Well, so it's true what you're saying, obviously, that video has become a thing, let's say, and that it's really easy to do. But I would put a caveat on that, which is that it's not easy to do good, high-quality video.
Right.
And so I kind of want to talk about when that's necessary and when it's not, or how to make those decisions. But I think one of the things I wanted to address today is the expectation that has become, there's an expectation that anyone can do video. And so, oh yeah, we're going to have a video phone call, or we're going to have, and the reason this came up is because I'm giving a webinar later this month for an organization that I have given webinars for before, but for the first time this time, they said, oh, and please send us a 30-second promotional video so we can promote it. Mm-hmm. Now, my first question to you is, as a speaker, you're a speaker, we're both speakers, is that normal to expect that the speaker will just create a little promotional video as part of their gig?
I've been asked for that before myself.
And?
I didn't do it.
Why?
I just didn't. For some reason. I had a bunch of other stuff. I had a bunch of other stuff that I gave them that was enough. I've only been asked that one time before. But I loaded them up with a bunch of other collateral material, and they didn't ask for it again. I didn't remind them.
Interesting, very interesting.
My question is
why?
Well, if it's so easy,
why not just do the video on your phone?
You're right. But one of the reasons is because they want you to do it for their program. And, with their customization, all that, that's fine. You can do that pretty quick. But you're also worried about whether it's going to be the quality enough. When we're making a presentation, we're very fastidious about the quality of how we present ourselves and how we look and what we're saying make sure everybody's, getting what they need. If you throw a video together, that might feel a little bit less than your best quality. What do you think?
Absolutely. That's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want people to think that's the quality they're going to get. Go ahead. You're making an excellent point.
That is the point I'm trying to get at, which is when is it appropriate? When is it right? When is it a good thing versus a bad thing? When is it going to harm you more than it's going to help you?
Right.
But there is this expectation like, oh, just do a video.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a way, I wanted to
start
there.
Well, but see, you and I are different from Susie, the lawn care company.
Exactly. So let's talk about Susie.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the point is there are so many really easy ways to do video these days, but a lot of people still resist it and don't know what all the options are. And so in some of my coaching groups, I've been sharing what I call excellent examples of all the different ways you could do video. And as you know, I work with a lot of visually oriented people, graphic
right.
designers and web designers and copywriters who are a little less visually oriented. But, you know, there are lots of creative ways to do things like a screen capture with a voiceover. There's software that makes that really easy. But people seem to be afraid of seeing their face and hearing their voice
yeah.
on camera, on screen.
I think the thing that holds the most people back to doing video is they let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Mm.
They're so worried in those cases. So Susie, if Susie's trying to show you how to make sure your lawn stays fertilized, or how to mulch your beds, or whatever she's doing, to as a little bit of a public service kind of thing, you know, nobody cares about her makeup. Nobody cares about the graininess of the video if it is a little grainy. They care about the sound. The sound is more important, I think, than in those cases. But basically what they want is, hey, Susie cares about me. Susie's giving me something I can watch to help me. I like that.
Well, and there's also something to be said for how much more people feel like they know you if they see you in a
video
or
as it's authenticity.
Right?
It's part of that, and, yeah.
Yeah, and so even just having a little promotional video on the homepage of a website or something like that, I think can go a long way to making the connection with your perfect or ideal prospect. But,
no question.
I just see a lot of people kind of resisting it.
Yeah, and now that you can't...
There are situations where it makes sense to resist it, but others, you know, it can't be a blanket.
If people aren't expecting you to be a, you know, like if you're not a keynote speaker, if you're not speaking to people, if that's not what your product is, then I think you can get away with a lot of different things in videos. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And actually, I have a couple of public speaking coaches who are my clients, and they've been experimenting with video. And so it's tricky also because they want to do a good job, but also they can offer services to
hold
help
on.
People
Elise,
get
hold
better.
On to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Elise Benin. More on this topic after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.